I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My beautiful swans. I've been listening to a lot of Tchaikovsky. Swan Lake. And the way the music is composed, and it's really inspired me. Odette, how uncomfortable she felt in her destined human form. That's why I'm celebrating my swans that mean so much to me. That's why Swan Lake. These are my swans. And that moment where she shudders in her human form. Well, it's all folklore and it's all tales. It's all, you know, Granny read them to you when you were young. And there's a lot of wisdom in some of those stories. Folklore, you call it, don't you? Based in reality and truth. I mean, of course, there's the romance and, you know, they couldn't live together, so they, and in an afterlife, they were together and all that, but that's maybe the next part. So that's why the abstraction of Swan Lake felt was really relevant. To go back to artisanal, the idea that maybe decadence, the chaos, the social media, the oversaturation, too much information could take us on another trip. I wanted to produce that feeling of being insatiated, if only to maybe inspire myself and the team to a new direction. Cyclical, that's how I would explain decadence. Cyclical, the artifice, the excess, the toning down, degenerated to what I'm feeling today, or decay, decadence, taking things right down to the purest, to the necessary, to the silhouette, to the proportion, to how these clothes feel. We've created something, we've indulged, we've gone to the edge of the cliff, and now we're going through the declining cycle of decadence. Inverted excess, the idea of a proposal of something minimal. You know, we talked about reality and non-reality, and through our cutting and memory of, we create a new reality for these genre of clothes. The genetics that we've brought to the house, the notes, the ABC, it's all there, the unconscious glamour, the dressed in haste, appropriating the inappropriate. It's all there now. We begin to arrange the notes. You know, when I came here, my mission was to turn this into the coolest, most cutting-edge couture house ever. Step by step, I know. But the last 5 years have been the building blocks. And I'm very grateful for my team, my young team that's helped to keep me connected. I realize that what we're doing is authentic and the timing is so right, and that I stress again the importance of artisanal when creatives have the time to develop a language, a line, a way of cutting, which can inspire all the other lines, and it's authentic. It can only be rooted in authenticity for me if I go through that process. Which is why I'm feeling that millennial penetration into the house, because they are positively reacting to it. You know, I just learned the other day, well, had it confirmed, that the growth in luxury is led by Generation Y and Z, and that by 2025, 45% of luxury buyers will be that generation. What couture stands for today, it stands for so many things, but the thing I believe in as well, it's the time where we have to develop a line. And through this concept of decadence and degeneration, we can give that authenticity which these generations demand. The t-shirt. Okay, get ready for this one. That is cut on the bias, believe it or not. It's chiffon. Had to be cut on the bias to create all this stress work that you get when you upholster. But remember, it's not in upholstery fabrics, in chiffon. And what you're seeing through is the lining, the filling. Super light, super beautiful. And I just thought a really nice way to push it to the next level as a brand identity. The Macintosh, bold, great volume, printed on the back. The degeneration of the idea again, like a Warhol would do a silk screen, boom. You cut, you bring it up, what was the skirt becomes the top, and to reveal our pink flamingo, printed. There's mixes of like traditional masculine fabrics, herringbones, tweeds, clashed with the print on duchesse satin or nylons. It's a really modern mix of fabrics, I think, that are tactile. You want to feel them, you want to touch them. Pink flamingos was another way for me to express the excess that we had been exploring in the artisanal through the Klein Blue Poodle. But actually, pink flamingos are incredibly beautiful creatures and often found in the 18th century in the most refined gardens. Marie Antoinette had quite a few of them. So again, that's just a throwback to the artisanal. But here we are experiencing the degeneration of that idea. The halter neck. I suddenly thought, now there's a very interesting garment that perhaps hasn't been fully explored or appropriated by some. So it's just an idea, and I think it's quite successfully portrayed here as a wearable proposal. It's beautifully made, it's on the bias, beautiful French. It's got that classicism, it's got the tradition of couture. You can wear that over a t-shirt, degenerate the idea. Make it yours. A humble little item that maybe is due to review and include in everyone's wardrobe. Boys and girls, why not? What do you think about that? When's the last time you tried a halter neck on? T tailor stitches that are used in an atelier, part of the craft that's involved in producing a garment, whether it be to delineate the bias, the straight of grain, a position of pockets, a lapel, before you start to cut. I just decided to leave that process in the equation because I think it helps to authenticate that it's coming from a designer house and that there has been involvement of an atelier, even in ready-to-wear, ready-to-dare, ready-made, whatever you want to call it. It authenticates. You'll see touches of the inspiration Swan Lake, but in a really cool way. It's an abstraction of the idea. So that cargo earlier is just a jacket that could be worn with the abandon of James Dean and a Harrington, with the jacquard jeans. The glam slam takes on larger proportions, super light. The memory of trench becomes as cool as a Johnny Rotten or Paul Simonon look. I'm just trying to show the realities and the genderless garments here. It's a genderless wardrobe. Find an old pair of your trousers. You lay them on the table, flat again. So if you have crease, you know, just flat. Inner side seam, outer side, just flat, like a t-shirt, before you press it. Then one has opened the inner leg seam, so we undo that. It becomes even flatter. And then through artful draping, it's become this very modern dress. But I've left the memory of the waistband, the zip, the keychain, the masculine, the tropes of masculine trouser there. If you're trying it, it's not about the end product, it's the journey. It's so inspiring, and yeah, do it in a mirror and stop when you feel that you're there.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.